A boundless reservoir. My name is Chris Norris, and good Monday morning. We're coming to you live from outside with all the pollen and everything else that's among us right now. Annie Grace is out there on the swing, and Owen Lake is trying to hit her with a golf ball. So, yeah, we got a lot going on today. Had a good weekend. Got to be at church with other believers this past Sunday and worship, and just had a good service and was grateful to share in that. Had a steady weekend too with, got a lot of stuff done around the yard. Got the garden tilled, and we got the, a duplex built for the little chicks, and everybody seems to be coming along fine. Probably you can hear in the background, maybe there are other chickens down the road clucking away, whatever you'd want to call that. But yeah, steady weekend. Didn't really have nothing uneventful. I mean, as far as, just getting ready for stuff and, got to, again, I didn't personally plant the garden. That was my wife and her father and Shelby and Kay and them, so they all jumped in there and got that tackled. But everything's looks like it's ready to go, and now I just have to wait for stuff to grow. So everybody's excited about that. It's just again this time of year that you come in with spring and going into summer. The kids are out of school this week, and I just think it's kind of one of those deals to where everybody's ready for a break, if you will. So just kind of let the hair down for a little while. But, I just really I hope that everybody's week gets to on the right foot, per se, maybe, if that's what you want to call. And as a good friend of mine always says about Monday, is a new week and new opportunity before us. So we will make the most of that. I guess also kind of thinking about how I was working in the yard Saturday and, freshening some stuff up, if you will. A lot of times I think that's somewhat how we would view even our life, is sometimes there's things that need to be either cleaned up, picked up, reorganized. We had an old garden that was, small right here, and got that area, weeded and leveled out with the ground, tilled up some. I wonder, as far as like even with life, maybe just a new approach on how things are being done. Ultimately, it stems from, heart change that we always describe, and what Christ is doing within us and how that work continues to grow and manifest itself with the Spirit of God, internally changing us. And then, of course, that becomes, again, an outward fruit that bears. So, yeah, I just was kind of thinking along those lines some this weekend, kind of wanting to just share that thought. There are different seasons of our life and different things that we all face. And I think that sometimes we have to take inventory of where we're at, and what is it that we're doing? And how is it that, maybe we could change some things, and ultimately the redirection of our efforts and how that looks towards the application of even everyday life. So just consider that, maybe, as we've read in 1 Corinthians and Paul describing love, maybe, some more mercy, more compassion, kindness, just all those areas in which the Word of God penetrates the soul, and how, again, that kind of redirects us to act accordingly to how God desires for our lives to represent Him and being a child of God. So just kind of wanted to share that thought, but also, you know, just for a way of encouragement, I think that, you know, there's something to be said as we've read through many passages of Scripture throughout this time that continue to remind us of God's faithfulness and His love for us, and that even especially as we celebrated Easter, is that there are a lot of things that we all face, but ultimately the hope that we have, because the tomb is empty, that death is not the final victor, that even in the circumstances of life that seem to be so overbearing, and even some at some points even very difficult, you know, we do have that assurance for what has been accomplished for us on the cross through Christ, and what His life represents and being risen. He is risen. So just rejoice in the resurrection power. We rejoice in what God continues to do for us. And I think that, again, that something that is so true that we continually should be reminded of that promise and that hope. I do want to just kind of read something here out of Psalms. We're going to just read this real quick. Psalm chapter 22. My God, why have you forsaken me? Why are you so far from saving me? From the words of my groaning, oh my God, I cry by day, but you do not answer, and by night, but I find no rest. Yet you are holy, enthroned on the praises of Israel, and you, our fathers, trusted. They trusted, and you delivered them. To you they cried and were rescued, and you they trusted and were not put to shame. But I am a worm and not a man, scorned by mankind and despised by the people. All who see me mock me. They make mouths at me. They wag their heads. He trusts in the Lord. Let him deliver him. Let him rescue him, for he delights in him. Yet you are he who took me from the womb. You made me trust at my mother's breast. On you was I cast out from my birth, and from my mother's womb you have been my God. Be not far from me, for trouble is near, and there is none to help. Many bulls encompass me, strong bulls of Bashan surround me. They open wide their mouths at me like ravening and a roaring lion. I am poured out like water. All my bones are out of joint. My heart is like wax. It is melted within my breast. My strength is dried up like a postered, and my tongue sticks to my jaws. You lay me in the dust of death, for dogs encompass me. A company of evildoers encircles me. They have pierced my hands and feet. I count all my bones. They stare and gloat over me. They divide my garments among them, and from my clothing they cast lots. But you, O Lord, do not be far off. O you, help, my help. Come quickly to my aid. Deliver my soul from the sword, my precious life from the power of the dog. Save me from the mouth of the lion. You have rescued me from the horns of the wild oxen. I will tell of your name to my brothers in the midst of the congregation. I will praise you. You who fear the Lord, praise him. All you offspring of Jacob, glorify him and stand in awe of him. All you offspring of Israel, for he has not despised or abhorred the affliction of the afflicted. And he has not hidden his face from him, but has heard when he cried to him. From you comes my praise in the great congregation, and my vows I will perform before those who fear him. The afflicted shall eat and be satisfied, and those who seek him shall praise the Lord. May your hearts live forever. All the ends of the earth shall remember and turn to the Lord, and all the families of the nation shall worship before you. For kingship belongs to the Lord, and he rules over the nation. All the prosperous of the earth eat and worship before him shall bow, all who go down to the dust, even the one who could not keep himself alive. Posterity shall serve him. It shall be told of the Lord to the coming generation. They shall come and proclaim his righteousness to a people yet unborn, that he has done it. And then, of course, the next chapter goes into the Lord is my shepherd. So some similarities there into reference of what Christ demonstrated and cried out on the cross. But here David is crying out unto the Lord. And again, we would see that his faithfulness endures forever. And I would say that as we remember and celebrate the Easter spring season that we have, we are thankful for what God has done through his Son, Christ. And so we rejoice that there are even yet many afflictions and circumstances that we may endure, but God continues to work in his providence in our lives. And at the end of the day, we can be satisfied and know that Christ reigns and that death and the schemes of evil man did not put an end to God's marvelous plan. A boundless reservoir. My name is Chris Norris, and I look forward to speaking to you again soon.